Hi, welcome to Medicare Simplified, a podcast by Sanford Health Plan to help you decide which Medicare options are right for you. I'm your host, Courtney Collin. When choosing a Medicare plan, it is not one size fits all. Everyone should choose the option that best fits their needs and lifestyle. But it's important to understand the six dimensions of wellness. And to help break them down, I have Amy Lindner here with me. She is a wellness programs manager here at Sanford Health Plan. Amy, welcome.
Hi, happy to be here.
To start, what are the six dimensions and why are they important?
Yeah, so career or purpose, social, emotional, financial, community, and physical. And when we're thriving in all six dimensions of well-being, we're not only happier and more productive, but we're also healthier.
Love it. So let's break these down.
So starting with the emotional dimension, when we're thriving in this dimension, we're feeling capable of meeting the demands of everyday life that we have. And so I might ask myself things like, how does stress affect me? Or what emotions do I typically feel and experience throughout my day?
Amy, how can we increase our emotional well-being?
Surround ourselves with positive people and relationships. Yeah. We also know that regular exercise can decrease depression as effective as medication and therapy. So we might consider, for example, setting aside 5 minutes per day to go for a walk. We also might consider spending time with a pet or going for a walk with a pet. And lastly, expressing gratitude is another way to increase our emotional well-being.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, let's talk about physical well-being.
So if I'm thriving in the physical dimension, I have good health and I'm feeling like I have enough physical as well as mental energy to get important things done throughout each day. One thing to note here is our environment impacts the majority of our behaviors. So our environment, I like to say, makes up for 70% of our behavior choices, and just 30% is left up to our motivation. So considering that, we might ask ourselves, where am I getting set up for failure? What is it about my environment that is either restricting physical activity or encouraging poor food choices, and considering things that we can do to change that. So am I making the healthy choice the easy choice, and how can I increase those nudges and cues to make that healthy choice the easy choice? I also might consider what the other dimensions of well-being are contributing to or impacting my decision to be physically active or eat healthy. It's really important to know that what's going on in all of those other dimensions of well-being really does contribute to, for example, why we choose to exercise, or, for example, why we choose to make healthy or unhealthy choices.
Yeah. What are some ways we can increase our physical well-being?
Shoot for at least 30 minutes of movement each day. And sleep enough to feel well rested. So that generally is 7 to 9 hours per day. We also want to plan food choices ahead of time to avoid impulsive, poor, on-the-fly nutrition decisions.
You talked about aiming for at least 30 minutes of movement each day. Talk about the importance of moving your body and really embracing that movement.
Yeah, so aiming for 30 minutes of movement each day, when we think about that, it's finding something that you enjoy to do. This could be, it could be walking, it could be biking, it could be running, for example. And research shows that even breaking that 30 minutes up into 3 10-minute bouts each day produces the same health benefits as 30 minutes in total.
Oh, that's so great to know. And I've learned over time that it's kind of like a domino effect. If you start your day with some movement, you eat better. If you eat better, you feel better. If you feel better, you're just a happier person in general, and maybe you sleep better, and it's all cyclical, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. Let's move on to the financial dimension of well-being, which in my opinion is one of the most overwhelming of the six.
When we're thriving in the financial dimension, we are effectively managing our economic life. And so some things that we want to consider asking ourselves is, what do I want or what do I need? how are my spending habits contributing to my values, my well-being, and what I say is most important mm-hmm. to me. Also, you know, thinking about how can I use my financial resources to move me closer to my best self, move me closer to my ideal self.
Tell us some ways we can increase our financial well-being.
Instead of buying things for ourselves to cope with stress, we might consider spending our money on others to boost our happiness. Mm-hmm. Also, certainly contributing to our financial thriving, setting up financial goals that will make us feel more secure and consequently worry less.
Yeah, some of those money-related, spending-related goals, financial-related goals can really help individuals as they reach retirement too. So that's such great information. Thank you. Let's move on to social, which is another big component in the six dimensions of well-being. Let's talk about that.
When we're thriving within that social dimension, we have strong relationships and love in our life. Mm-hmm. And so we might consider asking ourselves things like, who in my life encourages me to grow? Or how many hours each day do I socialize with others at home or at work? And this can be in person or virtually.
How can we boost our social well-being?
Surrounding ourselves with people who encourage our growth and development in life, and work on having more of those positive interactions during the day mm-hmm. than the negative ones, and scheduling time with friends.
I tell you what, there's nothing like the last couple of years in a global pandemic that will show you the power of human connection and the value behind just connecting with somebody. And I have learned more than anything else that just having a cup of coffee with somebody or calling grandma or visiting with a loved one can really just boost your mood. Would you say the same?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, let's move to community because this is another huge component in this breakdown. Let's talk about community.
When we're thriving within that community dimension of well-being, we're feeling like the sense engagement that we have within the area in which we live.
So what are some ways we can increase this dimension and feel more engaged or present in our community?
You know, thinking about those organizations that support people or causes that we care about, researching those and those that we have a connection to, mm-hmm. and opting into a regular schedule of volunteering or yeah. even donation, if that's the case.
Yeah, so good. I'm such a firm believer in spending time volunteering and also just like paying it forward. You know, if there's somebody new to get to know, even joining a board, being a part of a committee, planning, organizing things. Okay, let's talk about career. This is the final of the six.
Yeah, so purpose or career dimension, you know, when we're thriving in this dimension, it encompasses how we occupy our time and liking what we do every day and really essentially having purpose and meaning.
Yeah. So at this stage in our lives, how can we find that purpose or give more meaning to that purpose?
You know, we can learn a new skill or pursue a topic that might interest us, as well as spending time with a person or people in our life that share, that we have a shared mission with mm-hmm. and that encourages us to grow.
Yes, Dr. Jonathan Alagata is a psychologist at Sanford Health in Fargo and really broke down some of those concepts about finding purpose. That's in episode 7 of this series. Another great conversation I highly recommend.
Absolutely.
So how do each of these six dimensions of well-being relate to a person's health insurance?
Yeah, so research shows that people who are thriving across all six of these dimensions of well-being typically have lower healthcare costs than someone who is only thriving in, say, two areas or less.
So what does this mean as a member of Align Powered by Sanford Health Plan?
Members have tools and resources through our wellness and lifestyle medicine team of certified health and well-being coaches to help guide you thriving across all yeah. six of these dimensions of well-being.
These are so fascinating, and I'm so glad we were able to break all six of them down. If you succeed in all six of these, just imagine the individual that you can become, right?
I mean, yes, fascinating. Absolutely. Becoming your best self.
Love it. Living your best life. as your best self.
That's right.
We'll put a period on that. Thank you, Amy. Such great information as we shop for Medicare coverage. If you'd like to learn more about Medicare Advantage plan options from Sanford Health Plan, visit align.sanfordhealthplan.com or find more information in our episode show notes. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.